Alberta has given so much, gladly so. Still, we are the used, overly abused, junior partner in Confederation. We do not have equal representation in the Senate, for one point. It is time for the West to stand and be recognized, taking respect. Where the carbon tax has not reduced the CO2 emissions, Bill 48 and Bill 69 is the new National Energy Program, 40 years later. Like the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, of the 1970s, Alberta must take the lead. We have non-renewable resources. That is not respected by the Eastern and Vancouver users who are part of the petroleum industry. Thus, Alberta must put the populous Western and Eastern urban regions on an energy diet. I propose a bold, strong energy doctrine. I strongly propose the following actions, for the Alberta government, to begin undertakings to trim the flow of hydrocarbons from Alberta. 1. Reduce fossil fuel exports from Alberta by 5% in 90 days. 2. The reductions to be reduced 5% every 180 days thereafter. 3. If excess is demanded, the price will be increased by 10%. 4. A non-renewable resource export levy, $5 per barrel equivalent, adjustable. 5. A $15 per ton on coal, a fossil fuel, non-renewable resource, sulfur potash, and uranium ore. The rest of Canada will learn to be most careful and respectful of non-renewable resources. Sable Island Panuk Field is dry for New Brunswick. They import liquefied natural gas, LNG. BC to export LNG. Alberta, Western Canada, fortunes lies off the Pacific coast, not in Quebec, nor determined by Quebec and Ottawa. No social license for pipelines. Dealing only with democratic countries on the Pacific Rim. It is time for Western Canada stand for itself, where Ottawa has worn out platitudes. These actions would not require a proposed sales tax. All Alberta and others are left with is energy. Thus, it is our big stick. Anti-pipelines protests, leave rail cars over worn-out tracks, to feed the cheap energy addiction of North America. How dare the Michigan governor blame us for their maritime safety negligence? We must take the adult stance. We must begin the change, despite the pain across the nation. Where governments in the East, fear to tread and fear loss of votes. Either, we are a nation, or some collection of disparate regions with special interests, or authoritarian socialist racist regimes. Perhaps, there is no social license to support authoritarian regimes, who are oblivious to the rest of Confederation and the world, yet demand unlimited propane. It is time to act. It is time to be the strong Canadians. Where Ottawa fears to tread, we must be the true Canadians. We must act, true north, strong and free for everyone. Clark Southoff, Didsbury.